She's dating downwards and she has never been happier. Oh, you think you better than him? You earn more than you are better.
My man, more than double his salary. Is it considered dating down if their family is money problems?
Wow, that's damn bastard.
Are you sure you want to date him? This is your daily catch-up.
I'm not gay.
You never say anything. Trapped. Boom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, anyway, I'm asking this question because this is a question that Lemon 8 user Tai Peng with Fish has been asked a lot from her friends.
Sorry, wait up. What is Lemon 8?
It's the new TikTok. So essentially, she has been going viral because she says that she's dating downwards and she has never been happier. I mean, a lot of people, especially insecure men, have taken this to say like, oh, you think you better than him. Like you think like what, you earn more than you are better or all that. But then she has recently came out in a video to clarify that she was just using it as a term to describe that her boyfriend at the point where they started dating was earning less than her. But in her video also, I think she mentioned that he actually had sacrificed a lot of things for her and then he hustled very hard, right? And currently, she's actually dating up because he now earns more than her.
Oh, the same
you
guy.
See?
Yeah, the same guy.
This is investment.
No, but I think the outrage that she kind of got on herself is kind of self-inflicted because I went to a Urban Dictionary definition of what is dating down.
What a boomer.
Urban Dictionary.
It's where you find out where things are usually
said. Tell me this legitimate definition.
Dating down, the first suggestion. Dating someone of a much lower caliber that you have in the past or are 55. Worthy of. Yeah. Right. So second definition, dating someone that is on a lower caliber as yourself. So, I think...
He never vet what you
read. I feel better than I skipped one already.
You're the guy that starts every essay with, according to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Yeah.
He read the teleprompter, but he don't know what he's saying.
The top one was also caliber. But I think the more common definition of dating down is actually
financially.
In terms of quality, not financially.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. So this is why people are getting all up in arms. It's like, oh, you think you're better than him,
right,
is it?
Right,
but
then
it's actually, but how do we quantify quality?
No, but I think it's about the why is she getting flagged? Because she go and label it as dating down.
Yes.
And she could have used something else, like
that's what I thought.
Like they think poor is better.
No, but I get the idea.
It's closer to what she means. Digging down sounds as though she is settling, reaching.
Okay, let me quote some of the things that she did say in her video.
Okay.
One. In this day and age, dating downwards generally means lesser earning power or less educated. And
according
she explained that some families might have you have to marry a graduate kind of mindset. So I think this guy probably was not a uni graduate.
You're right.
But even when she was earning almost twice his salary back then, he actually offered to pay for a lot of their dates and then he was a lot more self-motivated to do better because he wanted to provide her a better standard of living.
So my man, more than doubled his salary.
Dude.
Yes. Respect. Shout out to this guy.
Unless she was earning 2K, he was earning 1K and then after
still doubled.
Yeah, more than double.
She never.
Hey, you got to recognize.
And she actually said that at that point, because he was actually very upfront with his salary like from early on in their relationship, but she actually chose to lie about hers because she didn't want him to feel emasculated.
So she's the asshole.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Why?
No, how old
she's presumptuous.
Why would you lie?
Yeah, don't lie.
Thinking that, oh, like if I tell him my real income and he thinks that I earn more than him, he'll feel less of himself.
Yeah,
why the guy is confident about his... Like, yeah, sure.
Real men don't care.
He knows his potential.
But I do kind of get why she lied to him. I like to pay also, because it feels to me like I treat her, you know? But I think like it came to a certain point where like she start to drop hints, right? Where like to hint me to be more careful about my spending. Like she'll say like, oh, like, you know, we don't have to go to this restaurant or like let's maybe like, let's set a budget for like Valentine's Day, that kind of thing. Yeah. So I think I can see that like, maybe she's not trying to, like put him down a peg by saying, oh, maybe if I tell him he'll be insecure. But I think is that she don't want to have that power imbalance in the relationship, right? Where he will feel like, oh, now he, knowing that she earns so much, now he needs to like bring her for more expensive meals, you know, or that think that she can have a much better standard of living with someone else. Like just eliminate all of that conflict by like lowering your salary a bit, lah. Then eventually you tell him the truth. Then when he matches the pay, okay, then so what?
I don't think you need to lie to be able to navigate that though. If say you were in her situation, like his situation, you would rather your partner had lied to you at the start.
If I was earning less.
That's your ideal situation.
I think I would have appreciated why she did it. Yeah.
I don't think that's something we're not seeing.
Yeah, no, because to me, it's like if you are capable of lying to me about something, you're capable of lying about to me about anything, and you just use the excuse of like, oh, I was just protecting your feelings. I feel like that's not good enough.
I can cheat on you and protect your feelings, right?
Yeah. You know, like I didn't tell you about it, because I didn't want to hurt you.
I think that level of lie is not the same. Like the cheating and the lying.
No, but,
it's not but any lie there is
a
bad.
There's a much easier solution to this, which allows you to both be honest with each other.
Yes.
So why not take that route?
I think it makes a big difference at what point she told him the truth. Because right, if say it's really at the start of their relationship where they are trying to figure out whether they can be together, and then she wanted to be with him, but maybe he's a bit unsure because he's telling her out of like, hey, actually I'm earning very little. Then maybe she's like, ah, never mind, I'm also not earning that much, you know? Then she say like maybe 1.5 times that kind. Then after that, when they started to get more serious, then she, okay, like actually now I'm earning this. Then she tell him the real amount.
No, then, if I was the guy, I still feel like I would be like,
I think if you're an heiress, right? Yeah, or like a billionaire's daughter, sure. Hide that shit. But you making like, maybe, okay, sure, 2 times more, 3 times more, whatever. Like, no need to lie about that shit, yeah, I think. How much difference will it be? And also, based on your justifications, right? If she's comfortable with how much he's making and is willing to make the necessary, not say sacrifice, but lifestyle adjustments, then they can both just eat cheaper and be frugal about things and whatnot and still enjoy
each other. So they actually say that they mostly go and eat cai fan and then on the like on occasion they will go to eat genki sushi to celebrate.
Yeah, so to me that is already the adjustment. Yeah. But there's no need to lie in order to achieve that.
Like the other
compromise.
The other thing for me also is like what do you value in like a relationship? Is it the connection? Is it the person? Or like is that salary element such a huge deal? And I know that that's important when you're planning for life, when you're planning for marriage and all that, right? But to me what it speaks out to is that if she's willing to lie about that because she thought that it will hurt my feelings, that salary component is such an important factor for her. And if she's playing such a huge value on that, to me that's a red flag for me because she's valuing whether she wants to stay in this relationship or not based on salary.
I disagree though. I feel like it's like at the start of the relationship, you are not sure and you don't want money to be the reason it doesn't work out.
Yes,
so I feel the opposite.
But if you are really lying about it, you have to tell the truth eventually, right? And this is going to become a big deal down the line.
Yeah, which is why it's important to me at what point she told him the truth.
Just that's understandable though. Like how young are they?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay, so question. question.
Sorry. That was unprofessional of me as a whole.
How early into dating somebody should you disclose your salary?
For Nan and I, it was easy because I had all the information being her supervisor.
Oh, yeah. You decided.
Go through the HR records and then like, yeah, pay slip.
But then you have to tell her, did she ask you?
Yeah, I mean, I was upfront lah. When I think she asked.
Is it difficult because it's like she's almost asking about her supervisor's pay?
Oh, which is why I had to work with my boss to work out like a system so that I don't determine her compensation because it's not fair for all the other staff that I'm looking after.
Wow, and so, arrangement for that. That's so nice.
So that's how actually I got to work closer with John because John and I were the same rank but in 2 different like divisions.
Right.
So then it was fair for me to then say, okay, John would mediate like certain conversations that I have with salaries.
Right.
I actually gave him more work to do, like essentially.
So you still haven't answered the question. How early into dating then you all decided to talk about it?
I think it was quite early on. I think it was like maybe within the first year. I would say maybe within the first 3 months, I think we knew each other.
Question, what was the purpose of the conversation?
I honestly can't remember because it was 8 years ago. But we were planning life for I think
3 months in.
Like wow, I'm honestly trying to think about it.
So cute.
Okay.
Possible.
I don't know if this was the first time we talked about it, but I know that early on I told her about my regrets in life. I think one regret that I had was choosing the digital media industry because I think when I graduated, I was in a crossroads. I had 2 choices. One was to join finance and to go into like investment banking and all that, where I would be earning a lot of money, or media where I could pursue my passion and earn less lah. And I think that's when I like told her how much I was earning.
Yeah. But you say you regret, so
then she joined you.
And then she said that if had I not joined the media industry, I wouldn't have met her.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And then all that regret evaporated.
You score.
Nice. That was it.
And that brings me to a would you rather question.
Alright, let's go. Interactive time.
Would you rather date up or date down in terms of money?
Just pure
salary.
In terms of salary.
Up.
Down.
Okay, I also rather date down actually.
Down.
Yeah, date up lah, confirm.
Yeah,
confirm. You're praying for errors.
It's funny Jared say that because he's dating up.
Hey, why is it funny?
Okay, in my ideal situation. Oh, man, everyone gonna hate me for this, but I would like to date equal. You know, like at least a general $100 difference.
Okay, but who is the $100 more?
She can be lah if she wants to be. But yeah, it doesn't really matter at that point. But like, I just don't want anyone to feel like they have to pull more of their weight.
Do you feel like currently you are pulling not as much weight as your wife?
What a way to phrase it.
I got it though. So we are booking tickets to Japan, right? Like trying to plan a holiday.
Woo.
And then
again, didn't you just go?
Like, what? I like Japan.
Oh, okay. Wow, you earn less and you like to go to Japan. That's convenient.
Yeah, just go to Malaysia. Yeah. Okay.
And then we wanted to buy tickets yesterday. Obviously, we're going to take it Dutch.
Because you are buying the same seats. What do you mean?
No, some people want to. Ooh. Some guy want to pay for the entire ticket and everyone, the whole trip or anything, right?
Hey, stop spoiling the market.
But we are a Dutch. We are a Dutch couple.
Oh,
you
saying
for
what?
What?
Is that what the Dutch are? I don't know.
You're like who? Austrian. They're Austrian.
Ricola.
They're Swiss.
Okay.
Stroop anyway. Waffles. So when it came for time to like buy the tickets, right, I checked my bank account and I realized I didn't have enough money to pay for my share. At these kind of points, right, like if anytime she wants to just spend something, she can pay for both of us.
How upfront are you guys about your finances?
Super like, upfront.
So she knows 100%. How much you earn, she knows how much you spend on stuff.
Yeah. She knows how much savings you have.
Yes.
And does she have significantly more savings than you? So she knows that you're a poor saver.
She knows that I am making amends to it. She knows that I am
a work in progress.
She knows that he is recently... Yeah.
And she knows that you spend a lot on Gundams.
Hey.
$20
only, okay? It's the most you can get for $20. Clothes. Does it feel like as though she's hard carrying the financial situation of your relationship?
But she's not, right? Since you're going Dutch.
She's not, yeah. As it goes for like the essentials and the bills and all that kind of stuff, we really do pay like an equal amount. Yeah, it's just the big ticket special items like holidays and all that kind of stuff. Like.
How does this reflect on you and how you feel about yourself? Because like to me, right, this is more of a reflection of your how you manage your finances.
Yeah.
More so than earning power.
Yeah. But you can earn more but spend way more also and save less.
Yeah.
No, but I think that is like he's in a very unique situation because they're at a point where they have gotten the house, they have a dog that they can afford.
Yeah.
Then they don't want kids also. So whatever they want is just like how to say, like I don't think that there is a big expenditure that he needs to have that savings for at the moment.
Yeah.
Or within the short term, the very short term future.
Yeah, except for the rainy day thing. Like. If the rainy day actually happens, then that's going to be a problem.
Every relationship is different and it always depends on the dynamic. But I think like, don't you ever feel like sometimes you don't really have a say in certain things just because you won't be, like she will have to pay for upfront. Like for example, right, one day you might just realize, let's do a home makeover.
Yeah.
And then you realize, shit, I can't say that because your wife will have to pay for most of it.
No, but I think we are understanding enough to like only spend money when we have the means.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, thankfully, we are not a couple that wants in the sense that, okay, we both want a renovation, sure, for the house down the line, but like we will only do it, we won't put ourselves in debt. We won't be in a position where she's going to fork out like 60, 40, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to make sure, that we both pay equally and it is up to me lah.
I'm curious about Shum's position because she's actually in the exact scenario that this Cai Peng with fish is in. You were when you first started dating Alvin, he was in school, so zero income also, and then you were earning
points. So how did that affect your relationship?
Yeah.
It wasn't entirely zero because he tried to take on like odd jobs, like coaching jobs, just so he can have some income to bring me on dates.
Just for you.
Not just for me lah, for like living expenses or general living expenses. But there were a lot of times where we want to have like mini celebrations, right? But I know that this is going to cause a dent in his wallet.
So instead of hotel room, you just go to a poly lah.
No.
Drawback! Click here to watch our poly episode.
Put it somewhere, yeah.
No, but yeah, so...
She's so thrown off now.
Yeah.
Hey, don't tell her the truth.
Money has been like a point of contention before in our relationship earlier on. Because I work longer than him also, right? I'm comfortable enough to want to spend on myself. Mm. Say I want to eat Hai Di Lao any day. Mm. I can just go and eat. But then for him, right, it's a bit stressful because he feels like he needs to pay or at least on Dutch with me. Mm. But for someone who has almost zero income, right, half means like $60 one meal.
Yo, why are you spending so much at Hai Di Lao?
I order one fish, one beef, one pork. Then after I ordered a shrimp paste. That's
this is
about
over even now. I think Hai Di Lao too expensive.
Yeah. Bro, you wait till you go Beauty in the Pot.
Anyway. I go before.
Man,
right?
I think all this hot pot bullshit. Spend so much money, cook your own food. F*** off. Actually, honestly, just
No, they cook for you. Hai Di Lao.
So huh?
They can peel the shit for you so if you want. Prawn, I mean, not shit.
For $120.
Nan and I, both of us, we eat Hai Di Lao no more than $80 and we've over-ordered.
Huh?
You have to very strategically order. No, and we'll be super full and we eat a lot.
Back to your situation, right? I want to know from your mindset as the female also earning more, how did it affect you?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like, why he not making money, then it's limiting my ability to enjoy our relationship?
The only thing that frustrates me is when he wants to go on a trip. Then he asks me, can or not? Then I'm like, what you mean?
So he want you to pay?
No, he said after that he'll pay back.
Yeah, so he's asking you to pay first.
Yeah, then I say cannot.
No, but what is the runway of him paying you back? Is like, is it throughout the year, 12-month installment, that kind of thing, or what?
No, like he has a plan. Like, he'll tell me his plan, how he's gonna like
12-month installment.
Which I appreciate. Okay. But I feel like don't want la. Why we want to do this kind of thing?
Never earn, never holiday.
Wait till that we are both comfortable, then we go all on a trip comfortably. Because otherwise, right, say now, yes, I pay for the entire trip. Then expenses over there, right, you need to like ask me.
Need to tabulate everything. Need to get a bit. Then
You
wouldn't do that with your friends, right? So why would you do that with your partner?
Yeah.
But some part of me feel like I might be a bit too selfish.
Like, no, I think you are helping him in the early stages of him, of his financial literacy. Mm.
Literacy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
He can start saving now and build that foundation, ma.
Or does he think that he is going to eventually reach that level? So he say like, just invest in me.
But don't spend money you don't have. That's the number one rule of spending money.
That's what
it's
I true. Feel.
It's true. Yeah. I try.
So true.
Anyways, now that he's working, right, I'm actually dating up.
Investment. The ROI damn solid. I think it's important to segregate the expectations you have from your partner and the relationship and your own lifestyle. I think these are three completely separate things. Even with like Ned, for example, and we were like planning the expenses for our wedding or like with our reno. Sure, my money, her money is our money. But like, I feel that you shouldn't value somebody first and then go, oh my God, what is our relationship going to be like? Maybe I cannot eat like here, or maybe I cannot go to this trip, or I cannot go to these places. If you really love somebody and it works, and then the financial situation is this, there's always different ways of enjoying the relationship at different price points. I think it's what you prioritize first. And I think if someone is prioritizing the value of somebody, already thinking, am I dating up or down? Because now my dates, when I dated my ex, was going to Kudeta or whatever. And then now I have to go to the Lorong 9 Geylang to eat or whatever, right? Nice. So stupid example. You made it. Then I feel like you are already entering the relationship on completely the wrong foundation.
For me personally, and the reason why I say I would date up is because in terms of finances, I'm average. I don't think I'm like crazy rich or whatever. So
that's what a crazy rich person would say.
I were to date somebody, if I were to date down financially, I'd be dating somebody probably below average.
Wow.
In terms of finance.
Okay.
Why would I want that?
What is your issue with dating someone that... the finances is way below.
Struggles, bro.
Like what? Like
we don't
what?
Need struggles.
What does the struggle look like? Like
struggle
example?
Looks like really needing to think about finances, cannot like limiting the things that you can do.
Like say if you want to travel to this country right now, then you cannot, is it?
Something like that.
Okay, okay. So posit this.
Wow. Posit.
You mean deposit?
Socrates.
You have found a partner finally who earns the same as you or more than you.
Mm.
And now you can afford this lifestyle.
Mm.
Maybe you guys own a really nice landed house.
Mm.
She is earning that much because she has a really good job as like say an athlete. She broke her limb and she can no longer run and now she's going to earn half your amount. Are you going to break up with her because now you can no longer afford your lifestyle?
No. We will adjust our lifestyle accordingly.
Then so why couldn't you have adjusted our lifestyle in the first place?
Hey, it's okay for growth and...
Okay. When you are dating that time, I think it's fine to be a little bit more particular.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
at least the
basis is that you are both pursuing the same lifestyle.
Yeah.
Or yeah. But once you are in it already, then I think that changes.
Okay, so maybe it's not so much about saying that they need to earn a certain amount. Maybe it's about having a minimum earning or earning potential, which is that they're either studying or they're either going to get somewhere just so that you don't get to a stage where the disparity is so much that you need to literally drag their ass through life.
Correct. Which is why okay. I won't aim to date down. I won't aim to date somebody that I know only can make like $3,000 or whatever the hell. One of the other reasons why I want to date up, it's their perspective towards money. Huh? I think if I date down, the concerns that they have, even maybe potentially the mindset that they have towards money, might be a bit too different.
But that could go both ways, right? Because in the sense that if the rich person didn't get, maybe it's an heiress, right? And then all her mindset towards money is like, I can spend because...
No, earning eh.
Not your wealth.
No, why she's an heiress, but she doesn't
earn. Why she's rich.
Oh, they
don't care. But most likely they have a trust fund and so that trust is paying them a monthly salary.
Yeah, then their perspective towards money could
different.
Be very extravagant, you know, while...
Which is also the other extreme, which is also red flags lah. Yeah. But I'm thinking more of like, I'd rather have that kind of money problems than other kind of money problems.
No, it's fair. I think it's not so much about finding like, oh, you both are earning the same amount. But I think you both earn enough that you don't rely on the other person to survive.
Mm.
Because I think if you always, one of you always feel that I need this other person, then the complete dynamics is so unhealthy and so toxic. Because the other person unintentionally will take advantage of that power dynamic, whether they realize it or not. You know what's damn up though? If you date an heiress, right, who literally has any, like, you money to be able to buy anything that she wants, right? Gifting is going to be damn difficult.
But then that's not what they're looking for.
No, but maybe their love language is gift.
Okay, then there are other heiresses.
On to the next one.
You know, there was once that like, as in, okay, because my partner's family travels quite a bit. Possibly it's a minimum of twice a year. After a recent trip that we had, then they immediately start planning for the next one already, right? Then when they did, then they invited me also. Then I actually said like, oh, I don't want to go because I budget for one trip and then I save towards the trip, right? Like I start setting aside money for the trip. And then after that, to me, it's just like, I don't need to go on a secondary trip. Then after that, her mom said, oh, never mind, I just pay everything for you. As in, I think I was a bit conflicted in that moment. Because on one hand, I understand that her mom treats me as a daughter and I appreciate that. And I know that she's not trying to make me feel bad or whatever, right? But she just thinks that it'd be fun to have me on the trip and then she wants to pay for me. Lah. But then on the other hand, I feel like, I don't know what it is, maybe ego, that is making me feel like I don't want to go on her mother's money, you know what I mean?
Totally go, man.
Japan, here I come!
I think it's fine to accept gestures and offers from
which
other
I do.
People.
Like if you pay for meals and all that, I'm okay. But it feels like flight plus hotel, like a bit extravagant, no?
But to me, it's their offer though. Yeah. That means they already know how much it will cost to them and it's fine. That means they value
so
you.
So y'all will all say yes?
I think I will say yes. And then in other ways, I will know how I'm going to like kind of like show back.
Carry the luggage, is it?
Yeah, do everything. I will pay for like maybe
I will go with you and carry the luggage.
Yeah, pay for one meal at least maybe.
Show that you appreciate it.
Correct. Yeah. Helpful will be anything you want to help with planning or this kind of thing. I can get the Grab to the place.
Yeah, I think I'm natural at this one.
Damn it lah. Never mind, I'll see the Alps another time.
No, I like this because there's an extension to family. Is it considered dating down if their family is money problems? So that means like maybe this person right is like is a colleague that you are dating. So you all kind of do the same job, earn the same money, but actually you find out that like family background is like struggling, she need to support the parents, that kind of thing. Then that kind of falls onto you kind of a little bit also.
Yeah. I do think there is definitely something to consider, because even without the money part, right? Like people always say when you get married, you don't just marry the person.
Yeah, you marry
right?
family.
Yeah, you marry the family. Yeah. And so like a lot of that dynamic, right? Even how it affects your partner is like things that will go on to affect your relationship.
I think if you're getting to a stage where you're talking about potential marriage, the first thing that you have to talk about before you even like register or like have your wedding is finances. And I think it's important for you to bring up that you are just, you just have a concern that like obviously her family is probably in debt. I think she would hopefully have brought it up. That's how you know about it. And for you to understand what the responsibility or expectation she has from you. I think it's not so much about saying, I don't want to pay for your family or whatever. It's just understanding where the responsibility is going to be. Where does the buck stop? Because if she has some expectation that hopefully both of you, as the maybe the highest earning couple in that family, can support, then at least you know what you're getting into.
Right.
Oh, I think what is difficult is if, say, for example, their parents are sick. So you know that there's a constant medical bill, right? Then how to be like not busted and then ask like, hey, you know like the hospital bill and all that, like do you expect us to split? Yeah?
Is it not? Because in my head, I would actually separate it. Eh. Like I would say that your family, your problems.
No, but next time when you're married, then you're one family, ma.
Yeah, or well, if there's a situation where the parents might have to move in with you also.
No.
Oh, you too, Tian, is it?
No, but what if you don't have a choice? Yeah. Or what if like, you are the only child that is capable of...
Like, babe, this is my mom,
man. I will find a way.
Okay, la, no, la, no, la, I understand. Yeah. La. I think... I have to. La. It's family already.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, shit.
I'll just find a way to make more. La.
Or like date an orphan. Huh?
No, then after years down the road, they find their real parents and then their parents are sickly.
GG.
That's why we gave you out in the first place.
Then I will pay them to say like, actually, we are not your parents.
And that's better than her lying about the salary. She paid $500 and you're all angry.
Oh, and you're still paying.
Okay. It's one off.
Like... Yeah. Oh, they're sick. Not anymore.
Rest in pieces. I realized that, say in a meal, right, if we eat $50, actually I'm eating like $35 worth. My partner realized it was very difficult to broach that with me. Because it's like, clearly I'm eating more, ma. Then if say like go Dutch, then we split half, right? Then still unfair for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I go out in a group setting, then it's, we know you're just going to split the bill. Right?
So you
then
go more expensive.
No, other people might order like something that's like 2 times the price.
Yeah.
Wow, you know? That's
then
damn
then they all split equally. Right?
No, that's why the trick is to ask what you're eating. Then you can agar the...
Gauge like...
No, I'm that bitch who like wants a drink.
Oh.
Then like...
Oh.
If you mind, right, you can also just volunteer. Say, hey, later I help you all split the bill. Like that. Then there's...
Yeah. Oh, but I hate doing that. Okay, but yeah.
I try to get my own bill.
Yeah, so that's...
Smart.
Or you just do the credit card roulette thing on them.
Oh.
Not then one for person pay for everything.
Yeah.
Then end up everybody all order beer.
You just put your MRT card in.
Okay, since you all have been in relationships long-term-ish, have financial matters ever put a strain on your relationship?
I think that's the advantage of going Dutch from the start. Of like, there is really no score to have in terms of like, who paid more for this? Even though like I took a bit more of the brunt on my savings to make sure that we paid Dutch.
Yeah.
Like seriously equal ground. So if you have that kind of mentality from the very, very start, then there's really no score to have. La.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I think the important part for me goes back to not projecting. So I was the opposite of Jared. Like from very early on, I wanted to pay for everything. I admit that it's my ego. But then I also have like, I think I've come to accept that like, I think she enjoy like being a part of that also. And then so I start to learn more how to receive.
I just realized that I have a problem.
Huh.
So like, because I'm the kind that I like to pay for stuff. So like, we go over dinner, to me, this is my treat, I pay, right?
Yeah.
But Ned is the kind that I think because for a long time, I've earned more than her. Mm-hmm. She feels the need to make it 50-50. So like, for example, we go to a fancy place and I pay, she will just transfer me half. And sometimes I realize it, sometimes I don't.
That's very nice of her.
Because
though,
for her, it's like 50-50. But when she pays, I don't have the immediate mindset that it's 50-50. I almost never do it. So I think over time, right, she's probably paid for more things.
Because
she pays the half and she pays when she pays.
Gentlemen, now you know.
She's like loading ammunition.
Yeah.
without you knowing.
What if, right? Because sometimes it's you pay, then the other person pay or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What if the other person always never pay? Because like maybe you're earning more, so you're comfortable just like, never mind, I got it. But then the other person never...
No, but it's fine. Are you okay? It's expectations.
Hey, wrong show. This is the daily catch-up.
I think like...
Are you okay?
There's actually two things at play. One is that they really, really never pay, or you think they never pay, but they think they pay. So the instance is this. You pay for five things, right? Then they feel like you pay for five $200 dinners. Then they feel like it's okay for them because of their earning potential that they pay for one $18 ice cream. Then you pay for five $200
dinner. Girl, man!
And then they pay for like one $20 like dessert or whatever.
How to be this person? Okay.
No, but to them, it's like, this is me contributing all I can.
No, I feel like his example is a bit extreme. Like, I feel like it might be the case that it's always, for example, if you pay for dinner, okay, I'm paying for the movie tickets later. But your dinner could be $200, your movie ticket is $40, ma.
Yeah.
But it's always like that. Then how?
Then you feel like you're paying, like you are carrying more weight, but the other person say it feels like it's relative, ma.
But it's damn cheapy, right? If you go and think like, wow, which one is the cheaper one? I try to...
But it's also chibai for the other person thinking like, hey, how come you're not contributing more?
Expectation is
so actually we're all chibai.
But I do think that it's important to like early on in your relationship get comfortable talking about money, because I think the longer it drags on, right, then it gets more difficult already. Actually, just now when John Paul asked the question, like, I am about the parents, I am in the exact situation, ma. I think like I've said on the show a lot that like I contribute to my family's finances and all that, right? And then my partner knows that also. But I think that like we are very clear like where to draw the line of her finances and my finances. So I don't know how much savings she has, and she don't know how much savings I have. But we just know that we each other have savings lah. Then when we do decide to like plan for the future, then the plan is to have a joint account where we contribute money to. Yeah. But other than that, your money is your own money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our intention lah. I mean, I cannot see the loophole, but hopefully it works out.
Same.
Doesn't make sense, right? Because let's say suddenly, like, say your parent got some like serious health thing, then suddenly, $100,000. Mm. Then you don't have enough. Then how?
Then I borrow from her.
Also, it's borrowing.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I would do that. Just pump money here.
No.
Okay, I understand.
So,
okay.
Her money is her money. I feel like maintaining that privacy in terms of the finances helps to get rid of a lot of the argument thing also. Then we just trust that each other can manage our money, lah, right? Then, then whatever we need in future to build our home one, that will be a separate account.
Yeah, it's exactly that. So like, Nan and I do exactly that. We have a joint account that covers everything from like Wi-Fi, electricity, utilities, and also like baby-related stuff. Mm. It all comes from the joint account. And so because we contribute everyone via standing instruction, you almost don't feel it. You just see the money grow and then it auto-gyros.
Actually, nest egg.
Yeah, you avoid a lot of that like financial issues.
Well, I need to start. I need to take down notes. Yeah, I feel like across all my relationships, whether it's friendships or my romantic relationship, right, I've always been like a bit more calculative.
You need to start taking down notes for your next relationship, is it?
You're done.
Because like people think that I'm calculative, right? Maybe because I didn't deliver my intentions well. Growing up in my environment, right, I was forced to mature quickly. So money has been a bit sensitive to me also. Then like, I think I'm in between, my situation in between like Denise and Jared, that for Elvin, right, he's okay to just pay for things.
Yeah.
Generally, his relationship with money is quite healthy, I think lah. But for me, right, I need to count to the very cent. I don't say, I've learned to control my calculatives.
Healthy doesn't just mean willing to spend . Just to clarify for everyone out there.
I'm very stingy with myself and with other people. Then I feel very like, I always have this pent up frustrations.
I honestly think there's nothing wrong with that. I think the last time we had a financial topic with relationships, so people kept saying like, when you're married, like all your money is together, like it's both people's money, ma. But I feel like it's not so much about that. I think it's okay to be calculative because of the culture that we've been brought up in. We are who we are, and you can't change that, ma. You can't just suddenly say don't be calculative at the end of the day. So I think if we are who we are, the whole way to solve all of that is just transparency. And like, if that's a system that you work with, it's to be able to find a partner that can work around that system also.
Okay, so thank you for watching today's episode. Comment down below, would you date up or date down? And if you want to have important money conversations with your partner, there's actually a very good worksheet on Jordan and Pat's channel where they talked about financial literacy and how they manage couple finances. You can check that out. See you in the next episode. Like, share, subscribe. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Hey, bye.
Muchachos, you never say.
I saw this TikTok, it was damn funny. It was like the top 5 nipple babies of all time. There was no context what like topic this was under. So he started off with a football player. Then he's like, oh, maybe it's all football. Then after he went completely like rogue. He went like Scrappy-Doo. Scrappy-Doo. It's a nipple baby. Like he had to rely on the fame of Scooby-Doo. Right? He's number one person. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ would be nothing without the father.
Oh, man.
It wouldn't be where he is today. Oh, what the f***? That was wild. Okay,
that's so funny. Yeah. I want to go find it.
I'll send it to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.